ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 10 entitled Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. Verse 2. Kindly repeat after me. Shri Prahlada Uvacha Maam Pralobhya Utpatya Saktam Kameshu Te Vare Tatsangabhitaha Nirvinnaha Mumukshuha Tvam Upashritaha. Shri Prahlada Uvacha Maam Praloba Utpatya Maam Praloba Utpatya Saktam Kameshu Tairvare Saktam Kameshu Tairvare Tatsango Bhito Nirvinno Tatsangabhito Nirvinno Mumukshustvam Upashrita Maam Praloba Utpatya Saktam Kameshu Tairvare Tatsangabhito Nirvinno Mumukshastvam Upashrita Maam Praloba Utpatya Saktam Kameshu Tairvare Tatsangabhito Nirvinno Mumukshastvam Upashrita. Matajis, Anyone else? Word to word meaning. Shri Prahlad Uvacha. Prahlad Maharaj said to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ma, please do not. Maam, me. Pralobhya, allure. Utpatya, because of my birth in a demoniac family. Shaktam, I am already attached. Kameshu, to material enjoyment. Tai, by all those. Varahe, benedictions of material possessions. Tatsangabhitaha, being afraid of such material association. Nirvinnaha, completely detached from material desires. Mumukshuhu, desiring to be liberated from material conditions of life. Tvam, unto your lotus feet. Upashritaha, I have taken shelter. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, Prahlad Maharaj said, My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because I was born in an atheistic family, I am naturally attached to material enjoyment. Therefore, kindly do not tempt me with these illusions. I am very much afraid of material conditions and I desire to be liberated from materialistic life. It is for this reason that I have taken shelter of your lotus feet. Purport. Materialistic life means attachment to the body and everything in relationship to the body. This attachment is based on lusty desires for sense gratification, especially sexual enjoyment. Kamastha rita jnana. When one is too attached to material enjoyment, he is bereft of all knowledge. Rita jnana. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, those who are attached to material enjoyment are mostly inclined to worship the demigods to procure various material opulences. They are especially attached to worship of the goddess Durga and Lord Shiva because this transcendental couple can offer their devotees all material opulence. Prahlad Maharaj, however, was detached from all material enjoyment. He therefore took shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Narasimha Dev and not the feet of any demigod. It is to be understood that if one really wants release from this material world, from the threefold miseries and from Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi, birth, death, old age and disease, one must take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For without the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot get release from materialistic life. Atheistic men are very much attached to material enjoyment. Therefore, if they get some opportunity to achieve more and more material enjoyment, they take it. Prahlad Maharaj, however, was very careful in this regard. Although born of a materialistic father, because he was a devotee, he had no material desires. Anya abhilashata shunyam. Om ajnanatimirandasya jnananjana shalakya chakshurun militam yena tasmay shri guruve namah. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Nvaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Rita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Mama Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Tinamine, Namaste Saraswate Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Pashyat Deshitarine, Vanchakalpatarubhyascha, Kripasindhubhyevacha, पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। प्रहलाद महाराज सेड, माय डियर लॉर्ड, ओ सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड, बिकॉज आई वॉज बॉर्न इन एन एथियस्टिक फैमिली, आई एम नेचुरली अटैच्ड टू मटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट, देयरफॉर काइंडली डू नॉट टेम्प्ट मी विद ऑल दिस इल्यूजन्स, आई एम वेरी मच अफ्रेड ऑफ मटेरियल कंडीशंस एंड आई डिजायर टू बी लिबरेटेड फ्रॉम मटेरियलिस्टिक लाइफ। इट इज फॉर दिस रीजन दैट आई हैव टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ योर लोटस फीट। So I seek the blessings of all the devotees here, all the senior devotees, especially Asim Krishna Prabhu, so that I can speak something on this topic of Bhagavatam. So, giving a class after a long time, Bhagavatam class specifically. So in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is assuming a very, very humble position. He is assuming a very humble position. So, although we see that he is a very, very exalted devotee among the 12 Mahajans, and this chapter is also entitled Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees, still he is putting himself in this position where he is saying that, you know, I am born in an atheistic family and I am naturally attached to material enjoyment. So, our family where we are born, it naturally has some influence on us. We can see that in our upbringing. So, if for example we are born in a very materialistic family, so that kind of influence rubs on us. So, it says, the saying goes that jaise sang vaise rang, or they say that birds of same feather flock together. So Prahlad Maharaj was born in such a materialistic family where his father Hiranyakashipu, there is no one as powerful as Hiranyakashipu, no demon mentioned in the scripture would be as powerful or as materialistic as Hiranyakashipu. And Prahlad being his son, जय श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी की, श्री गौर निताय की, श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की। सो हिरण्यकशिपु इज द टॉप मोस्ट ऑफ ऑल द मटेरियलिस्टिक पीपल इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड नो डिमन और नो अदर पर्सन कैन बी कंपेयर्ड टू हिम एंड प्रहलाद इज हिज सन। सो हिरण्यकशिपु नेचुरली वॉन्टेड दैट हिज सन शुड इनहेरिट continue his legacy or inherit his kingdom. So Hiranyakashipu has these expectations, but in spite of all these expectations, we see that Prahlad Maharaj is rejecting Hiranyakashipu's proposal. In fact, what to speak of Hiranyakashipu, even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he is offering all the benedictions to Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj says that, oh my dear Lord, please don't tempt me with these kind of, with these illusions. So, we can think of ourselves when we get into such situation where we have a very opulent background or we have such kind of situation where someone is offering us some benediction and we just reject it. He can give us anything, but how is it possible that can we reject it, such a proposal? But Prahlad Maharaj is setting, since he is a Mahajan, he is setting an example for all of us to follow. And like you would have seen, there are many shops where it says XYZ and Sons, ABC and Sons. So naturally in India it's a culture that the son inherits the or continues the legacy of his father. He inherits the property of the father and he wants to take over his business. But Prahlad Maharaj is an exception. Although he Hiranyakashipu was ruling all the three worlds. So Prahlad Maharaj could have inherited everything, but he doesn't want to do it. He is telling Supreme Personality of Godhead that I cannot do it. And so he is in fact telling the Supreme Personality of Godhead that please don't tempt me with these illusions. So Prabhupada says that the materialistic life means attachment to the body. So everyone outside in this world, they are bombarding specifically their senses. They want to enjoy their senses to the fullest extent, to the optimum level. They want to take out every drop of, you know, every drop of blood they have. They want to enjoy to the fullest extent. So when they try to enjoy in this way, most of the times they get frustrated, because the constitutional position of the soul is to serve Krishna. So when he is not in that position, naturally he gets frustrated. Although we may have the best of the opulences in this world, we may have the best of the positions in this world to enjoy, but he may not be able to do so. So in Prabhupada, during the time of Prabhupada, there was one Swamiji who was, there was a picture which someone showed to Prabhupada, that one Swamiji is there and he is getting lot of money. You know, someone donated him lot of money, but he is rejecting it. He is telling that no, I'm not going to take this money, this is Maya, I don't want to touch this money. But when someone showed this to Prabhupada, Prabhupada said that this is bogus. You know, I want, if someone offers me this money, I will take it with both the hands, but I will utilize it in the service of Lord. So that is the desire of the devotees. The devotees always want to engage Lakshmi or Sita in the service of Narayan. And that is what even Hanuman wanted to do. Hanuman wanted that Sita should be united with Lord Ram. So this is always the desire of the devotee. The devotee doesn't want any material opulence for his own enjoyment. He tries to engage that in the service of Krishna, and that is what we call as Yukta Vairagya. So it is not that devotees generally just reject if they get some opulence and something like that. So if you see in the previous verse, yesterday's verse also, it was said that Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruv Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj and Yudhishthir were many devotee kings who were very, very opulent. They were the kings of the entire globe, but they used their opulence in the service of the Lord. So people in this world, they generally, when they get opulence, they become mad by that. So so that kind of opulence is very dangerous. That is in fact said yesterday, that that kind of material opulence is considered to be Maya. But when you use that same possession in the service of Lord, then it becomes a benediction. So when people in this world, they enjoy and they become frustrated, but there are some obstacles in their path, and those have been discussed here by Prahlad Maharaj. Here is telling, so Prabhupada is also highlighting those here, that the threefold miseries and also the four sufferings, that is Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. So the threefold miseries, they always trouble everyone in this world. That is Adi Devik, which is caused by natural disturbance, Adi Bhautik, which is caused by other living entities, and Adi Adhyatmik, which is caused by our own body. So this threefold miseries are always there, and they always stop the people from enjoying this world, but they don't realize all these things. And apart from this, the four sufferings, that is Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi, birth, old age, death and disease, they are always haunting everyone. So So, no one wants to die in this world, because the constitutional position of all the living entities is that they are eternal. No one wants to die. So, in the West, people generally, if someone dies, they try to cover it up. They don't want to show it off to many people. They just try to, as early as possible, they cover it up. And if someone sees it, they become very bewildered. So whenever someone dies, they try to cover it up. But in India, we see every day there are so many parades, you know, going on the streets. You know, people carry the dead bodies with so much pomp. And it's like a parade. You know, sometimes people get confused that whether it's a person has died or what they are doing. It's some festival or something like that. But that's how the reality is exposed here so easily. So naturally, no one wants to die in this world. But the death is imposed. So even Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to avoid death. And when he asked the boon from Brahma, he said that, please grant me this boon that, you know, I may not die in the sky and so many things. First he said that, the first thing he asked was that, I want to become immortal. But Brahma said that, when I am myself not immortal, how I can make you immortal? So then he asked so many permutations and combinations so as to avoid death. So naturally, it's a natural inclination in all the living entities to avoid death. And similarly, there is birth. So much suffering is involved in birth also. So in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's given that how the living entity suffers in the womb. So I'll just read the translations from the 31st chapter, Lord Kapila's instruction to his mother on the movement of living entities within the womb. So it says, third canto, 31st chapter, text 5. Deriving its nutrition from the food and drink taken by the mother, the fetus grows and remains in that abominable residence of stools and urine, which is the breeding place of all kinds of worms. Bitten again and again all over the body by the hungry worms in the abdomen itself, the child suffers terrible agony because of his tenderness. He thus becomes unconscious moment after moment because of the terrible condition. Owing to the mother's eating bitter pungent foodstuff or food which is too salty or too sour, the body of the child incessantly suffers pain which are almost intolerable. Placed within the amnion and covered outside by the intestines, the child remains lying on one side of the abdomen, his head turned towards his belly, and his back and neck arched like a bow. The child thus remains like a bird in the cage without freedom of movement. At that time, if the child is fortunate, he can remember all the troubles of his past 100 births, and he grieves wretchedly. So we can, from this, we can understand that so much suffering is there even in the birth. Although, we tend to forget. So when the child, it said that here in the future verses in that chapter, it says that when the child is suffering so much agony in the womb of his mother, he prays to the Lord that, oh Lord, please remove me from this terrible condition. And once I come out, I will become your devotee. But that generally doesn't happen. As soon as the child comes out of the womb of his mother, he is surrounded by the family member and they love him and they give him so much care that he just forgets all the suffering which he had in the womb. So we see similarly that the birth is also a very terrible condition. And about old age, people suffer so much in their old age. They have the hair turns grey, the teeth starting falling, and the eyes become weak. Although nowadays we see these problems even in youngsters. We have spectacles, we see children in the school right from 2 or 3 years of age, now they have spectacle. They have the teeth which decay because of eating of so much chocolates. Their teeth get decayed and they have to be removed right in their teenage. And even young people, their hair turn grey nowadays. So, as Kali Yuga is progressing, we see even in young people such kind of symptoms. So, it's very difficult that what will... From this we can understand that what will happen, when will we turn old. Even in young age, we are suffering so much. So, when we become old, what would be the level of the sufferings? And diseases, there are so many diseases. And someone showed Prabhupada one advertisement where the doctors were telling that now we have prolonged, people are living much more longer. So Prabhupada just said that although you may be living long, but death rate is 100%. Death rate is always going to be 100%. No one will be able to avoid death. So although we may take many measures to avoid diseases, but still people are dying. And most of the times, if we see in the modern time, that the diseases which are constantly troubling people are because of their own lifestyle or because of their own bad habits. So there was a very famous actor, I don't want to name him now. So he was struggling right in the beginning of his career, and then suddenly he got a big break in the films. And then when he became a very big superstar and achieved lot of fame and name, but he was addicted to drinking. And he was so much addicted to drinking that his family and everyone was worried for him that he is just murdering his liver by drinking so much. He was drinking so badly. So after some time, this drinking so much started to take a heavy toll on his body. And then he went to the doctor. And when he told the doctor that, you know, I'm suffering, so the doctor checked his nerve. And the doctor said that you are going to die in the next 10 minutes. So he became so shocked and he was so worried. He started crying and he said to the doctor that please save me. I will give you whatever I have. I will give my money. I will give my prestige, position, whatever you want, you take from me. Bless, but please save me from death. But the doctor said that you cannot avoid now. And when he was just talking like that, he left his body. This was a very famous incident which happened and it was reported even in the newspapers. So, we see that these kind of sufferings are always there in the world. And in spite of all this suffering, the main goal of the materialistic people is just, in spite of so much suffering, they just want to enjoy. Their slogan is, eat, drink and be merry. Don't worry for tomorrow. Just enjoy now. But as I was telling that they generally get frustrated in their attempt to enjoy their senses to the fullest extent. Because it's not possible. Just that story which is there, that, you know, the stomach cannot enjoy the parts of the body, they cannot enjoy the foodstuff unless they feed the stomach. So similarly, unless and until we try to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by our service and by taking His shelter, we cannot be happy. So once Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay and one guest was sitting there. And he said to Prabhupada that, no, I am opening a hospital where lot of people will be treated for their eyes free of cost. It was like a charity hospital where they will be treated free of cost. So Prabhupada said, that is okay, you may treat their eyes and they may be able to, or they, you may treat their diseases and they may be able to live long for some more time. But what, they will again go back to their lives and they will again continue with their past habits. So it's not going to ultimately help them. They may still continue the same kind of lifestyle. So he said that if you want to really help anyone, please try to save their soul, you know. So unless and until you do something for their soul, you will not be really helping them. So we can avoid all this janma mrityu jara vyadi only if we take the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by taking the shelter of his lotus feet, we get the knowledge. The knowledge that, you know, this false attempt to enjoy this world is always going to be frustrating. And so currently the situation in Kali Yuga is much better. You know, we can still practice, and still it says that it's just 5,000 years of the Kali Yuga have passed till now. But you know, as we know from the scriptures, that the Kali Yuga is going to last for next 4,27,000 years more. So this is just a starting, and in the starting itself there is so much trouble, and the atmosphere is so horrible that even in this time we feel that, you know, we just want to leave this world. So I was just talking to one devotee and he said that, you know, I don't want to return to this world. It's very, very difficult, and you know, I don't want to be here in this horrible place. So I asked him, what is the motivation you get? You know, what's the main motivation you want to get out of this world? So he said to me that the thought of going back to the school itself worries him so much that he doesn't want to come back to the world. So this thought is so horrifying for him, you know. He said that I cannot just even imagine going back to the school again and studying, you know, again my parents forcing me to go to the school. Many times, even, I don't know, you may also get some thoughts like that. I am sometimes getting a thought that, you know, I am somehow readmitted to my school, and, you know, it's even worse than, you know, even a tiger chasing you in a thought. Sometimes I just get up in the night and, you know, I am sweating like anything, that, you know, that condition where I have to again go to the school, appear for my exams, and, you know, it's so difficult. So this devotee, he said that the main inspiration for him is just that, you know, he doesn't want to study again. And when Prabhupada, when he was in New York, so one devotee, he was sitting. So Prabhupada was sitting on the front seat, and one devotee who was sitting in the back seat, he started crying suddenly. So Prabhupada asked, what happened to you? He said, Prabhupada, I cannot see the suffering of people around here. You know, so I want to come back to this world again. Prabhupada said, better not to come back here, you know. You should always endeavor to get out of this world as soon as possible. So, because the condition here is very difficult, and it's going to worsen in the future. So, people, they want to fulfill their material desires. Even many times, we may think, sometimes I imagine that, you know, if at all my these desires would have got fulfilled. Like, just like you would have seen that there was a cartoon which used to come, and it has that a bottle, in that bottle there used to be a jinn. So that, you know, if you ask anything, he will fulfill your desire. So you always think that, okay, you know, there should be something like that, you know, who can fulfill my desires. Someone, I just tell him and he can fulfill my desire. And many times, people in this world, to fulfill their desire, they approach demigod. They feel that the demigods will fulfill all their desires. But they do not know that this benedictions offered by the demigods will have some contra effect on them. There are so many examples in our scriptures which are filled with such kind of incidents. So we see in that famous incident where Vrikasura, who was worshipping Lord Shiva. So Vikasur wanted some benedictions from Lord Shiva, and he started cutting the flesh of his body and he started offering it to Lord Shiva. And as Lord Shiva is Ashutosh, whom we can please very easily, Lord Shiva became pleased and he offered him the benediction. So he said, "What do you want?" He said, "I want to be very powerful. So on whoever's head I will put my hand, that person will be burnt." So Lord Shiva told, "Okay, you take it and get lost from here." So as soon as Lord Shiva granted the boon, this person first tried to experiment it on Lord Shiva. So he said that, "Okay, I'll try to test it on you only." So Lord Shiva became very fearful, and it is said that even this person wanted the wife of Lord Shiva, Goddess Durga. He kept an eye on Durga and he wanted to enjoy. So these kind of followers of demigods, generally they in turn turn towards their worshipable deity itself. They want to even harm their worshipable deity. As it was said in the summary, in the starting summary of the chapter, and where even Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is warning Brahma in the end. You know, when Brahma offered the prayers, Narsimhadeva is telling that, "Please do not offer such kind of benedictions to the Asuras." So we see there are lots of examples in the scriptures which says about, you know, how such kind of benedictions are offered, and these benedictions worsen the situation. Actually, all these benedictions are meant to help the worshipper. But when we worship the demigods, these kind of things happen. So therefore, Prabhupada also said that, you know, in the starting of this verse, that out of desires, people worship in this world the demigods. So this word mumukshus, that desiring to be liberated from material conditions of life, this is very important, that desiring to be liberated from material condition of life. So what should we do to desiring to be liberated? So just like we have to follow the example of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj didn't want anything of his father, and neither he wanted any benediction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I have seen that the lesser we have possessions in this world, the more happier we are. So you would have also noticed many times that if we have less possessions, we have less hassles in this world. But if we have more things, we are more worried about them. They cause us lot of anxiety. So one friend of mine who was a devotee, I should say like that, he became very serious in Krishna consciousness, and he took devotional life very seriously. So after some time, his father left him. He inherited lot of property from his father. And naturally, when he got so much opulence, so much wealth, slowly his chanting became, you know, his chanting got reduced, and eventually he completely left chanting, and now he's, you know, completely into materialistic way of life. But now he's very frustrated, and he was sharing with me that when I had nothing, I was so happy. And now with all these possessions, he has so much property and so much wealth, everything practically to enjoy in this world, but now he's so frustrated, and he's telling that with less possessions, I was much happier. So we see even in the life of the six Goswamis, that they were coming from a very, very wealthy background. They had they were belonging to such a wealthy family, especially Sanatan Goswami and Rup Goswami. They were ministers. So they rejected, or they gave everything, they gave up their wealth, and they were living under trees, but they were very, very happy. So they took shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were very, very happy in that position. they were very satisfied. So we can see even in our life, if we have less things, then we have less anxieties. So how do we get liberation from this material conditions? So we can take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are so fortunate that we have come in contact with Srila Prabhupada and this Krishna consciousness movement, and by chanting the holy names of the Lord, it's such an easy way that we can get out of this material sufferings. So Prabhupada said that Krishna consciousness is sometimes so simple that we may just miss it. You know, it's very simple. So in earlier days, devotees used to just go outside. They used to do Harinam Sankirtan, chant, dance, and do feasting. So that's it. And it was so simple. But many times, because it's so simple, we may feel that it's so simple that we may miss it, or we may take it for granted, or we may become complacent in our spiritual life. And that is how many times we feel that, oh, I am chanting from so many years, or I am following all the rules and regulations, but still I am not able to make any progress in my spiritual life. So why is this happening? So we have to analyze that you know, we have to be very careful to safeguard our chanting. We have to make endeavors that we don't commit any offenses, and we have to see that we properly follow the rules and regulations. So by following all these instructions of Prahlad Maharaj, we can surely achieve the association of the Supreme Personality. So many times we feel that, you know, we cannot associate, or you know, we cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada was once asked that, some reporters, they generally ask Prabhupada this question, that can you do you see God? So Prabhupada said, yes, I can see God. So they used to ask, can you show us God? Prabhupada said, yes, I can definitely show you, but you should follow the process first. If you follow the process, then definitely you can also see the God. So similarly, if we also properly follow the process, then we can also, Prabhupada said, one devotee who used to distribute his books, Prabhupada said that if you continue to distribute my books in this way, one day you will see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They are coming and embracing you if you do book distribution like that. And we can see many devotees who are in this life also, we can see many devotees who have perfected their chanting, and you know, they have got liberation from this world. There are lots of examples where devotees who have followed the rules and regulations properly, they have done their chanting very nicely. So we can take inspiration from the life of such devotees. And so I was telling that spiritual life is very easy, but at the same time it's razor sharp. So it's very easy, but at the same time, like just like a razor, if we are not careful, it may cut. So similarly, our mind may always try to distract us from the main goal of our life. And we know how difficult it's to control the mind. So the mind always tries to tempt us. It always tries to take us from the lotus feet of the Lord. So we have to be very focused. We have to be, we have to always analyze that whether I am going in the right direction or not. We don't have to be complacent. So Prahlad Maharaj, he is a Nitya Siddha devotee. He is just here for setting an example for all of us. You know, although Prabhupada also said that before, he said to his devotees that you don't know that I was in such a comfortable position in Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan, but I just came here so that, you know, I cannot see the suffering of the people in this world. So for us to relieve all of us from this material suffering, Prabhupada took all this endeavor to go to the west, and also the to fulfill the order of his spiritual master. So to conclude, even though we may have our own background, that we may not come from a very pious family, we may have our own materialistic background, but we are very fortunate that we have come in contact with Srila Prabhupada and this Krishna consciousness movement. So one devotee asked Prabhupada that it's written in your books, Prabhupada, that because of performing lot of pious activities in past life, we have come in contact with Krishna consciousness. But in this life, I see that I am coming from such a horrible background, such a materialistic background. So Prabhupada told him that I created your piety. There was no piety. So I just created your piety. So even though if our background is very materialistic, we may come from such family or such background, but if we take surrender, we surrender to Krishna, we take the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and if we strictly follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, we can also become liberated from this materialistic life. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any questions, comments, corrections? Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.